Welcome to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. Today, we're thrilled to have John Carter, founder of the Titanium Health and Fitness, join us for an inspiring discussion about resilience, growth, and finding strength after the hard times. John's journey is a testament to the power of transformation. Through his personalized training, nutritional guidance, and a focus on both physical and emotional well-being, John helps individuals rise above the challenges and reclaim their confidence. His work is inspired by his own personal recovery story. He empowers others to rebuild their strength, achieve holistic wellness, and nurture resilience in every aspect of life. And I can't wait to learn more about John's incredible story. And I'm here today with him, and we're going to listen to his insights on how we can turn adversity into empowerment. John, your work is deeply rooted in personal story of recovery and transformation. Can you tell us a little about your journey and what inspired you to create Titanium Health and Fitness?
Sure, Stacey, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
So, my story, Triggered to Change, I just wrote my book, Triggered to Change. And it's about, I'll start at the point in 1992 when I was involved in an incident where I received a traumatic brain injury. An assassination attempt was put on my life.
Wow.
And Stacey, being shot in the head was the easy part of my story, as it spiraled out of control with drugs, alcohol, gambling, food addictions, and even prison stay, Stacy.
Wow.
Yeah. And after I got out of prison, that's where the transformation was. And I turned my life from all that. Now, I'm a personal trainer. I own my own gym. I just wrote my book, and I'm loving life, Stacy.
I love it. I love it. That is a true testament of what overcoming the crisis of life, of what we go through in life, overcoming the obstacles, you're rising above it, and just making our dreams become a reality, by just moving forward and not letting, life's obstacles that we encounter get the best of us. And that's awesome. Now, your work emphasizes resilience as a key aspect of health transformation. How do you define resilience, and why is it such an important part of the recovery and growth process?
Resilience is my, part of my life, Stacey. You know, I was taught when I first got into rehab by the executive director that we cannot give up. We have to fight and we have to keep going on.
Yeah.
And that is what led me to the life I live today, Stacey. I truly, truly embraced every word the woman from the halfway house, the executive director, what she said to me and what she inspired and put into my life. Stacy, when I was getting sober, I had to have an interview at a halfway house, and I was in my wheelchair now. I was weighing 330 pounds. I had just gone through tremendous, tremendous ordeal. And now I have to meet this woman for an interview. And I'm sitting in her office, and she comes walking in. And I'm looking at her, and she's walking with a limp, she's slurring. And she proceeds to tell me her story, how she was addicted to cocaine, had a cocaine-induced seizure, and was told she'll never walk again. And now I'm looking at her. This is the first time in my life, Stacey, I ever seen somebody get over something like this. And I'm looking at her and I was amazed. I could not believe she gave that wheelchair up. I couldn't believe it. The wheelchair was hell. I couldn't believe she went through all this and is walking. Stacy, I leaned on her and she taught me so much through sobriety. It's unbelievable. And that's where my resilience, but besides my dad, this was the resilience I was taught.
Right. There are so many people in life that, I even for my own personal life, I felt like a lot of times you feel like you go 3 steps forward and you get knocked back 2 steps, or you keep getting knocked back on the ground and you keep getting back up. And that, and for the people who feel like they've been knocked down so many times and they just want to give up, for you didn't give up. Do you think it was positivity, mindset? What was the motivation behind you being determined to not give up that made you build your strength so you could actually move forward in life and not let life get the best of you?
Stacy, my dad always taught me not to quit. And I'm going to share a little story that stuck with me. When I was 12 years old, I was on my swim team and I wanted to quit. I've been on the team for like years now, and it was very demanding. You had to wake up, get in the pool at 5 in the morning. And I was a teenager, and I said that I want to quit. He said, Oh my goodness, he thought I had an injury. He said, what's wrong? I said, no injury. I just want to quit. He said, that's BS. You're not quitting. That team is depending on you, and you are not going to quit. If at the end of the year you don't want to sign back up, that's your choice. But you said this, and they're depending on you. You're going to do this. And that taught me never quit. Never quit. Stacy, I just want to give you a little recap of my story of how I got shot.
Yes.
I was raised in a very unconventional lifestyle, Stacy. My father was an organized crime, the mob. And that's the way I grew up. I idolized that. And my father was my best friend. He never missed a ball game, was a great dad for me. So when he died, when he passed, I wanted to wear his shoes, Stacy, but I was not his size. So immediately I found myself in a world of trouble. This man, instead of paying me a gambling debt, decided to shoot me in the back of the head and leave me to die. But I
Oh.
lived, Stacy. I lived. And this is what changed my life. Now, I was in a coma for 90 days. I was in the hospital for a year. I was in a coma for 90 days. And this is another thing that taught me not to quit. Stacy, I was in a coma, but my coma was one long dream. It was a dream. The moral of this dream, we were in the hospital. I didn't know what was wrong with me, but we had a swimming race every day. And the winner of this swimming race went home. Stacy, it hurt so bad to get in the pool, and I kept losing and losing and losing. I said, that's it. I quit. I'm not getting out of this bed again. I quit. Stacy, this old man sat in my bed, and I have no recollection who this man was. He sat in my bed, he said, you are not gonna quit. You are not alone, and I'm gonna help you. Stacy, he took me down to the pool daily, trained me, trained me, trained me. So now it's the day of the big race. He gets me down to the pool. I remember him cheering me on, cheering me on. I'm swimming like a bat out of hell. I hit the wall, Stacy, and I woke.
Wow.
So that is what. Thank God I didn't quit, Stacy. Thank God I didn't quit. But that
Oh.
was my dream. That
Wow.
so now when I get out of the hospital, I'm in my apartment now, and depression is set in now. My life is I'm on cocaine, I'm on alcohol. I'm weighing 330 pounds in a wheelchair. I just thought it was over.
Yeah.
And I'm dealing drugs at this point to support my habit.
Right.
But the police didn't find this too amusing, Stacy. And they kick in my door. They find cocaine, money, whatnot, and they place me under arrest. But I
Wow.
was able to bail out of jail. No, I'm sitting in the parking lot of the police department, weighing 330 pounds in a wheelchair, no money, no drugs, thinking, I just want this over. And I was with my friend, and he said, you know what? You need to get sober.
Yes.
You need to get sober. And he took me to detox. And I didn't know what it was, but Stacy, at this point, I really didn't have much of a choice. So I
Yeah.
went. And that's when I have had to have the interview with the halfway where I explained. And that's where I met them.
Yeah.
But I still had this court case hanging over my head. So Deb from the halfway house rolled me into court. And I remember the judge looking down at me said, Mr. Carter, we're not going to discriminate in this courtroom. You will get the same sentence any drug dealer gets. I said,
Wow.
okay, this ain't going to do good. Stacy gave me 10 years. My first offense, 10 years. I said, oh. But I was with Deb, and the judge gave me a stay of execution, meaning I have to go to jail in a week. So I get to go home with Deb for a week. And she pulled her car over and she looked right at me and she said, John, many people would run. Face your problems. You are not alone and you will get through this. Stacy, how can I doubt what she was saying? She's helped me so much. So off to prison I went, kid.
Wow.
Off to prison I went. And you know what? I was a big tough guy. I thought I was. When those doors slammed, I cried like a baby. Cried
Yeah.
like a baby. So this is how the gym comes into my life now. So the next morning, three convicts into my cell. And I said, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
And they said, we're friends of your dad's, and we're going to help you.
Really?
I looked, he said, we're going to help you get out of that wheelchair. You're not using it no more. Stacy, they took me to the prison gym daily. They trained me. I was getting stronger and stronger, using that chair less and less. And who would have thought three convicts in jail would have taught me this? Now,
Wow.
the feeling of getting strong and the feeling I had mentally from work, I felt great. I said,
Yeah.
you know, I want to do this. So when I
Yeah.
got out of prison, this is what I went for. Well, you know, inside prison, I've seen a lot of recidivism, a lot of people coming in and getting out.
Yeah.
And I was already in 5 years, and I'm saying, I don't want this. There's no way.
Right.
My father, I look back at the lessons my dad taught me. Fail to plan, plan to fail. I said, you know what? I'm making a plan. And I
Yeah.
got on the phone with Deb. I made a plan. And Stacy, thank God, because I got out of jail at 32 with $100 and a bus ticket.
Oh,
Do
wow.
I take a right and go back home? Or do I take a left and go to someplace that I'm very petrified? I'm going to someplace I'm very scared of. Thank God, because I took that walk. And she re-entered me into society. And thank God, because staying sober was so much harder when I got out of prison than
Yeah.
when I went into prison. That was
Right.
easy. I was in a wheelchair. I was scared. Now I'm muscular. I'm buffed up a little bit. I think I know it all. I'm 6 years sober. I think I know it all. Thank God I listened to what Deb said because I would have been in some serious trouble.
Yeah.
And so that's how I started my gym. I knew I wanted to give other people the inspiration and the feeling I have. And
Right.
that's why I wrote this book. You know, I seen Deb, and that was the first time I said, wow, she did it. So can I.
Yeah.
Now I want someone to read our book and say, well, she did it. He did it. Well, you know something? So can I. You're not alone, Stacy.
That's right.
I always fuck alone, always, and I'm not alone. And if some of the proceeds of my book is going to help a charity that I'm involved with, Service Dog Project. They raise and train and donate Great Danes for the mobility impaired, and for veterans, first responders, and the general public. I have two Great Danes, and I'm never alone. They are the best.
I love it.
Oh,
You know,
they're awesome.
they're very smart too. They're
Oh,
very smart.
incredible.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that because one of my first books I wrote was called You Are Not Alone. And, you know, and it was, you know, because for so many years, when you go through things in life, you do feel sometimes like you're alone, like there's no one out there that feels the way you do. But there are millions of people that go through similar situations. And if they're not going through the similar situation, they're experiencing the same emotions about something else. And they
There
can,
they go.
you know.
Because a challenge, Stacy, a challenge is a challenge. Your challenge might not be what mine is, but it's a challenge for you, Stacy. You have to get through it. And if you don't, you're not going to live with it.
Exactly. Now you offer personal training sessions and nutritional guidance tailored to individuals' needs. How does this personalized approach help clients overcome their challenges and build both physical and emotional strength?
Great question. And that's why I keep my gym totally private. I work one-on-one with people. My gym is 1,500 square feet, but it's private. And I have the best equipment. My clients love coming here because they know that I know their pain. I know I'm not going to get them injured. I'm very cautious, first of all, very cautious. But I know pain. I know shoulder pain. I know pain. And I don't want my 60-year-old client feeling pain like that. No way. So they know that they feel very safe and secure in my gym. They know
I love that. I love that.
that.
Now,
And I
in
love inspiring them, Stacey. I love inspiring. Another thing, what inspired me to write this book also, what I want to mention, is I did a TED Talk. And what's funny about that is my client got me to do the TED Talk. At the beginning, before my story's out, now it's out. But
Yeah.
before it was out, I didn't tell my clients all my story. You know, I just meet somebody, I'm not gonna say, oh, I was in crime, I was a drug dealer, I was in jail, I got shot in the head. But you're in my gym. They'd
Yeah.
run, Stacy. So a little bit, I would share my story over time.
Yeah.
And finally, the woman that I was working with, she said, oh my goodness, she said, you have got to do a TED Talk.
Yeah.
She had the connections and she got me involved with it. Stacy, I left my first meeting. I said, what the hell did she get me involved with here? I can't do this. And then she says to me, you are not alone. I'm going to help you and we're going to get you coached. You can do this.
Right.
For months, they had me coached. It was awesome. I did that. I did my TikTok, Stacy. This is my first time doing any kind of talk like this. And I got a standing ovation. And
Ah.
that's what I said. You know, people in my gym really get inspired by my story. Now I do this TED Talk and I've seen people get inspired. I gotta tell it in a different way. And
Yeah.
that's why I wrote the book.
I love that. You know, all you need to do is inspire one person
That's
and
it.
you've accomplished an unbelievable goal. You know, one person, if you could change one person's life, then you have done something that most people cannot do. And
Oh,
you've,
that's it.
it's an unbelievable accomplishment. It really is.
It's a great feeling.
It is a great feeling. You know, to be able to change someone's life is a huge accomplishment, and you know, it's just it's one that you know that is just it makes you a different person. You know, it makes you when you know that you've changed somebody else's life, it's an unbelievable feeling. It
That's
really
right.
is.
And the to say something on that, Stacy, I'm told numerous times a week how I've changed lives. I have old clients that moved away, and they still write me and text me and how I've helped and changed their lives.
Yes.
Get them health conscious about their body, about their health. Because
Yes.
Stacy, if Keith Richards can still be there, all we can do is our part. That's all.
Yeah.
Man.
Exactly. Now, in your practice, you focus on wellness beyond physical fitness. How do you integrate emotional and mental growth into your training programs?
Well, I do a lot of, as you can see, I do a lot of talking, but I'm also a good listener too. And my clients trust me, see, that's the goal there. After they trust me, they know what I'm saying to them is I'm trying to help them. They know this, and they know they can relay their message to me. I know their problems. I know all their problems. I'm like a psychiatrist sometimes. But it's awesome to have that trust. My clients, they start bringing their kids, their sons, their daughters with them. I mean, it's a great, great feeling.
That is a great feeling. Now, nutrition often plays a significant role in fitness and recovery. Could you share some of your favorite nutrition strategies or insights that have helped your clients achieve better results?
Sure. Stacy, I was 330 pounds in a wheelchair.
Wow.
And now I'm 200 pounds. And I've had numerous clients. I'll give you an example. This one client, this girl that a female client, she's I think 23. She was at least 180 pounds of weight when she came in. Stacy, she dropped that beautiful, but couldn't lift her head up. She was so depressed. And I took her chin, I said, "Lift this up, kid. We're gonna do this." Stacy, now it's over a year she's been with me. She lost 140 pounds so far. And
Wow.
she, Stacy, smile from ear to ear. I mean, it's unbelievable what a difference it played in her. She is so confident in herself now, so confident. Before, she had her head down like this the whole time, never smiled, no nothing. Now, full smile, full confidence. And I love that. That feeling of changing a life. And I've had that feeling. I know what it's like to lose the 100 pounds. I know what that depression feeling is when you're just so lost. And it's such a great thing, you
That
know.
is amazing. Wow. That's remarkable. It's remarkable how you're changing lives like that. Now, building confidence is a big part of your mission. Like, what strategies or practices do you implement to help your clients feel empowered and ready to tackle life's challenges?
Well, first of all, if they're overweight, to lose weight. But getting stronger is unbelievable. Like I have my 70-year-old female client, and she brags about it. Now, how she when she gets on the airplane, she don't have to ask anybody to put her bag over the top. She does it. She takes her bag and puts her husband's bag over the top. She goes to the garden. She don't have to ask anybody to carry her water or her soil. She does it. She feels strong and oh, that's a great. When you feel strong like that, Stacy, I mean, another female client of mine, she's a lawyer. And when she used to walk into the courtroom, she would feel weak, not strong, like stand up. Now she lifts weights and she says she walks in there with her head up. Everybody, she's so confident, she owns the room now. She feels strong and secure.
I love that. I love that. Now, your design customized training plans for your clients. How do you adapt these plans to accommodate different goals and different circumstances or barriers that clients might face?
Okay, so every client is different. My oldest clients in the 90s, my youngest clients a teenager. So nobody has the same routine. I have a diverse set of equipment that I have on purpose because I can train a 90-year-old woman or an elite athlete. I'm
Yes.
that's the equipment I have. And I design every program individually for the person because there's no way I may let an ugly woman or any of my clients get injured, first of all,
Yeah.
and they're doing different exercises. But when I'll tell you the confidence that people have. When I give somebody a new exercise, I've already been training them for weeks, getting their
Yeah.
body prepared for this exercise, getting
Right.
I see them getting up, I says, they know I'm not going to give them something they can't do and feel. They know I'm
Right.
gonna, then they know they're not alone, and they
Yes.
know I'm right there. I'm gonna be very attentive with them, and they're gonna do it. And when they accomplish that, they say, "Wow, I just did something I didn't think I could do." And that now the world is theirs, kid.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Now your gym features advanced equipment but transformation is more than just the tools. It's the mindset changes that you focus on with your clients to help them achieve lasting results. Can you tell us about that?
The talking is the best, and as you can see, I love talking, and to inspire them and to hear their problems, but to inspire them, it just takes on another meaning for them in the gym. They're not in a public gym and they get embarrassed about trying something they might not know how to do. They can do what they want in my gym. They know I'm right there for them. I'm
Right.
not, they're not alone, and I'm gonna coach them. And I love that.
I love that too. Now, for those listening who might be struggling with hardships right now, what advice would you give to them about rebuilding, how to rebuild their resilience and moving forward in their lives?
First of all, they gotta realize they are not alone. They might feel alone. But they can read your book. They're not alone, Stacy. They are not alone. And never to quit, never to give up.
Yes.
Stacy, there's always somebody to help you. I
Yeah.
didn't realize how many I have helped throughout my life. Unbelievable, the people that will put forward. If you're doing the right thing and you're trying to do the right thing, you are
Yeah.
going to get help.
Yes.
Without a doubt. All you do is look for it and don't give up.
I love that. Now tell us why people should read your book.
Why people should read my book? First of all, it shows a lot of things I've gotten over, but to transform the bad mistakes, now I'm making good choices, Stacey. It's all about the choice. That
Yes.
one little choice, Stacey. My choice of staying sober is this big. I take one like this, and it's over. I wouldn't be here right now if it was, it's all about choices that you make in life, Stacey. And
Yes.
with a clear, sober head, you're bound to make the better choice. And when you're not alone and you surround yourself by smarter, better minds, because I know when I'm in a room, I am not the smartest guy in the room. I
Right.
love to listen to people. And that's another thing my father taught me. When you're talking with somebody with experience, keep your mouth closed and keep your ears open and listen to what they're saying.
Yeah,
You know?
very true. So
Yeah.
true. Now, Titanium Health and Fitness is already making you an incredible impact on people. What's next for you and your practice? Is there any upcoming projects or plans or that you'd like to share?
What I'm doing now is marketing my book, Stacey. But again, my father always taught me something. Know your weaknesses. And
Yes.
Stacey, marketing is not my strength. So that's why I hired an assistant PR, and he's totally awesome. So I can concentrate on my training. I want to speaking engagements, like I just had my book signing, and it was totally awesome. My assistant set it all up, and it was so good. I mean, the reporters that I had, the Brooklyn News, and the articles they wrote about my book signing were phenomenal. And it was great. So I just wanted to concentrate on my talking, my speaking, and plus I'm a single father too. I have a 20-year-old son. I have two daughters. My son lives with me, and my mom with dementia, who's 82 years old, lives with us also, with my two Great Danes and my cat. I have 11 cats. So my dog, they named that Themes. The letters of the dogs named that Themes. So my first dog, Jagger, was named after the rock stars. They have Bowie. Here's a bottle of Bowie and Ringo. They're awesome. But anyways, Jagger was my first service dog, and he got very sick and ill. So we had to save his. I saved his life, and I retired him. And I got Terry as my working dog. But I retired Jagger as my service dog, but I had no idea he would turn into my mom's service dog. Oh my God, he's my mother's best friend. Stacy, my mother will sit in a wheelchair sometimes and cry for whatever reason. As soon as Jagger sees that, he jumps right up, puts his big head on her lap. She starts patting him, and she totally forgets why she was crying. Smile in the air. She's in heaven. Oh, it's such a blessing.
That is a blessing. Oh my goodness. Now, if we had to take today's conversation and you really wanted to emphasize on some important factors, what are some things you'd like the listeners to remember from our conversation today?
That they're not alone. They don't give up. They don't quit. Never give up. And search for help because there are people that will help.
Yes, 100%. Well, this has been an amazing conversation. I really enjoyed this and I really commend you. You've come a long way. You've gone through a lot of things in life and you overcame all the obstacles that came your way. And you just are a testament to just a wonderful individual that, that has a heart of gold. And I really commend you for going through everything. And not only did you overcome your obstacles, but you took what you learned and you took the resilience that it gave you. And now you're helping others and you're changing other people's lives. So sometimes I believe that things are meant to happen for a reason. Sometimes when we're going through it, we don't understand why it's happening. And we go through these tough times, but then it's in, I always believe that there's a reason for it, and then you take some, a lot of people, they take what they learn and they reach out and they try to help others. And and it's a positive cycle. So and that's what you're doing. You've taken what you've gone through in life and now you're out there on a journey to help others change their lives. And I commend you for that. That's wonderful.
Stacey, thank you so much. That was awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
And
Well, good
thank
luck.
you for what you do, Stacey. Thank you
Oh,
for what you do.
thank you so much. And thank you for what you do. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
You too, buddy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.